The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Saturday night football, the Cats and the Saints to bounce at 7:25. No late change to either team. Time to go inside the Cats camp. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Darren Parkin for the first time tonight down boundary side with Cats footy boss Simon Lloyd.
Good evening, guys. And Simon, obviously last week in control of the game early, just pinpointing what went wrong in that last quarter and addressing that this week.
Yeah, g'day, gents. Hi, Darren. Look, we had a good chat last week. Probably we didn't take our opportunities early. If you look at the game, first six entries, we kicked 2 goals, 4. In the third quarter, we had a number of opportunities with Grian Myers, Zach Tui, where we missed some easy shots. And you don't take those opportunities. All of a sudden, you start to put yourself under a fair bit of pressure, you know, late in the game. And they just played a lot better than us in the last quarter. And won the clearances and we got ourselves in that situation and didn't make the most of it, and usually we're pretty efficient in front of goal.
Obviously trying to get support for Tom Hawkins on a regular basis, no doubt Asafa Radigalia has always been in those plans and a really handy in for both yourselves and also Tom.
Yeah, look, obviously and it's I think people can really see now how important Asafa is to our structure. And you know, we do, the great thing about Asafa, wherever you put it down the ground, he really does straighten you up. But he if he doesn't mark it, he'll always force a contest, and is a great reference point for our small forwards in Dalhouse and Rowan and Atkins, etc. So he's very important. But also we've got to continue to look at what's plan B, what's plan C if Asava's not playing.
Simon, thanks for your time. Tom King up in the K-Rock box with Darren Berry, Tim McGrath, Lee Brown and Ben Cassinelli. I really appreciate you joining us ahead of this one. The health of the list is something I want to talk to you about. 40 players on the AFL list are playing tonight across VFL AFL. Two will miss as carryover players. You've only got 4 out injured, and one of those is Jake Collegeasney with concussion. You're in a wonderful position heading into the last third of the season.
Yeah, you don't like to talk about this too much. You know, reference the footy gods, it was on the back of a really good solid pre-season and a bit of luck as well and good management, and that having a healthy list allows you to basically manage other players at different times. So Brandon Parfitt was managed last week. Obviously Jake Collegeasney has come out of the team, but Jack Henry was going to be managed as well, but came back in. But you'll find as well, we just saw a couple of hours ago, Sam Menegola was in there training pretty hard as well. So Sam Menegola will play next week. He'll return to play. And also Nakai Cockatoo will start full training this week, which is really exciting. And Jordan Cunico is the other one who's starting to run as well and do a bit of change of direction.
All right, at the other end of the experience scale, Scott Selwood, he's come off the ground in the, I think, second quarter of the VFL game. He did go back on but didn't appear after halftime. Have you got an update for us, Simon, on what that knock is that he's copped?
Yeah, I was watching from the stand and he copped a hit. And there wasn't much in it in the first quarter. And knowing what Scott's like, he's tried to keep going. And but I could see the docs were looking at his left rib, so it was on the left side, and so he'll go and have scans. And we thought we'd better go conservative after half time. But Scott's a tough customer, and he was in a bit of pain.
Simon, Darren Berry, I won't say good luck tonight because that would be insincere, given I'm a St Kilda supporter. I hope your team hits back after last week. I'm intrigued with Charlie Constable. Early in the year, up here in the commentary box, we thought he was doing a wonderful job. He was managed. He came back in. I think he only got one game from memory. He was out again. I only watched the last quarter of this game, so I can't comment how well he went. But for our listeners, where's Charlie Constable at? Because I thought he was really important early.
Yeah, Charlie's missed the last 3 or so weeks with a foot injury, but he came back tonight. But
yep.
To play so many games early in the season, he did really well. And it's a competitive team to get into at the moment. Lockie Fogarty played a couple, and he's gone back out. Probably the one that's unfortunate not to be playing at the moment that could be quite easily playing is James Parsons. James has really come on from last year. So you've got to, Sammy Simpson's been playing consistent football week in, week out. So we have...
Good problems to have.
They're good problems to have. If you'd said to me at the start of the year that Charlie would play this many games, you'd be very happy with it. But once he played a big group of games early on in the season, I know what Charlie's like. He'll be very focused at trying to get back in come seasons, before finals.
Our Prestige Jayco pre-match interview is with Cats footy boss Simon Lloyd. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Lloydie, good luck tonight. So how do those conversations go with the players? You mentioned that know, obviously there's hot competition for spots, and once you're in, you want to stay in. But you know, the planning that goes behind that, how early do the players know? And you know, have you had some say, well, I don't really want to manage myself out this week. I want to stay in and keep my form up.
Yeah, look, they are, you know, once you give up your spot in the team, I think unless you've got a guarantee that you'll be back in the following week, you probably find that most players don't want to be managed. But, look, it is tough. It's that, you know, it's that time of year as well, as in, you know, as the games get shorter, I can actually see that nothing stays the same. The team we've got in tonight will probably be very different to the team we have next week and the week after. So there's always changes, and probably the thing that these guys need to be aware of, particularly the younger ones, is they need to be just playing well and playing well consistently, because when an opportunity comes, which it will at some stage, they've got to be ready to be picked.
You spoke about earlier, you know, plan B and C, if you haven't got that second tall forward in Radigalia. Is plan B or C, if the players aren't developing in that position, is that a change in game style, the way you move the ball forward? Is that something you'd think about?
Look, we've spent a huge amount of work, you know, through pre-season on the way we move the ball, and these things are hard to change. You may make some slight adjustments along the way, and say St Kilda tonight, they play very high, so we'll try and get them out the back at different points of time. But, you know, look, we have our general, you know, the way we play around our ball movement, but look, no matter how you play, you're always going to need some big contests down the line, as you often did at the Pies, and you need the big contests, and you need it brought to ground. So at different times, you'll see Reece Stanley going there at different times tonight, and we'll just keep exposing players. You know, Wiley Buzzer did some good things late in the game tonight. Nathan Kruger was playing in defence, but he really provides a contest as well. So it is a challenge. That's the other thing, the discussion point at different times is, well, do we go Zach Smith and Reece Stanley? But, you know, Asava really just gives us something more with the mix.
Simon, you mentioned Jack Henry before, obviously was going to be managed and back in, but his form's been a bit up and down. He's been thrown forward, but over the last year and a half, rate him so highly as a really, really good defender that he seems to have lost his way a little bit especially when he goes forward.
Yeah, I think as a forward, he's still learning the position, mind you. You know, down back, he looks very, very comfortable. He's an important part of our back six, and you know, there's no issues there. But that was probably, you know, in regards to talking about, you know, that player playing to the aerial contest and forcing a real contest in the air. That's something that Jack does well. So that's something we've been experimenting with as well, that, you know, if you do have, if Asava's not playing, can we play Jack Henry down there? And that's something we were working on. So again, it does take time. It does take time, and we've just got to be wary as well. Jack's a second year player. If you'd said to, you know, from what he did, he, you know, sort of really set the competition by storm last year. You know, the reason at the time he got a game was because, you know, Lockie Henderson and Harry Taylor are out, both injured, and came in and played some great football. So, you know, we do expect that. But Jack's been very reliable, and he's very good for us.
If Asava Radigalia is not playing, is there someone we should be looking at in the VFL? Who's the next person that's being developed in that sort of key centre forward area?
Well, Nathan Kruger's been playing defence, but he's also been playing forward at times as well. So he's one that has been, you can see him developing and getting better as he goes. He plays it a bit differently, so he could be more like a versatile third tall forward. But Nathan will develop as the years progress, and he's someone that, you know, we've been really happy with his progress. So again, it's, you know, there's other things that we've spoken about behind closed doors that I probably won't share too openly now, because I know other clubs may be listening, but there's different things that we're constantly looking at. But hopefully, you know, Asava will have a clean bill of health between now and the end of the season.
Last one, Lloydie, and I know you've got to get going. Appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. You said that there's going to be change, there's constant change. Next week will look different than the week after. I understand what you're saying, but when do you try and lock down with your best 22 to get some stability? It's no secret you should finish on top of the ladder. Finals are beckoning. When do you want to settle the lineup and go into September with this is our best 22?
Yeah, it's a great question. With a couple of games to go, you'll really settle, and that's when you'll start to go with what it may look like, you know, round one of finals. And then again, yeah, things happen as well. Yeah, things will happen, you know, final rounds, but still there'll be big squad of, you know, another six or seven that may come in.
Lordy, any early indication of when that Geelong-Carlton game will be played in round 23?
We won't find out, I think, until probably the Sunday night of the last round, second last round.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for that. Lordy, really appreciate your time. Oh, just very quickly, going to Perth as well. The boys are going early. You can confirm that now?
Yes, I can. Yeah, so we'll go from, we'll play in Sydney and then
straight
to Perth. But there'll be some that come back here as well with younger families, so we'll be quite flexible. But it's all around what's best for our performance.
You'll be careful.
You'll be able to catch up with some mates over there, Lloyd.
Careful, that Cottesloe Beer Garden, Lloydie.
It's one of the greats, isn't it?
Really appreciate your time as always, Simon. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, gents.
Simon Lloyd joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.